With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. While the mainstream media continue praising Kamala Harris, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says Harris is partially responsible for the damage caused to the country by the Biden administration.
Kamala Harris co-owns the failures of the last 3.5 years, which include double-digit inflation, a historic border crisis, total chaos overseas, and the cover-up of Joe Biden's failing cognitive state.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Harris is far more liberal than Biden.
She's shown disdain over and over again, saying we need to rethink policing, embracing the defund police movement. That's Kamala Harris's record. She is far to the left of Joe Biden, and we know the failures of the Biden-Harris administration all too well.
Also at SRNnews.com, wildfires sending thousands fleeing from the Canadian Rockies.
As many as 25,000 visitors have had to leave Edmonton's Jasper National Park in the nearby town of Jasper. One resident said by phone that she was stuck in wall-to-wall traffic fleeing west over the last open mountain road. The fire also prompted an unusual order to make a vast U-turn east. Hundreds of wildfires are burning in western Canada. A record number of wildfires last year forced hundreds of thousands of evacuations and sent thick smoke far below the border, leading to hazy skies and health advisories in multiple U.S. cities. I'm Norman Hall.
Two people in a fishing vessel are safe after a whale surfaced under the boat, capsizing it off the coast of New Hampshire. Coast Guard says it received a Mayday call stating that a 23-foot center console boat had turned over because of a whale breach. A nearby boater rescued the pair. This is SRN News. Unbelief in the United States seems to be leveling off.
The country has seen a surge in people identifying as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion over the past 20 years. But the growth of that cohort has slowed sharply over the past couple of years, suggesting that kind of sorting out of the American populace has been achieved. The nuns, as researchers call them, are about 22-23% of the U.S. population, which is the most ever, but their numbers seem to have stabilized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
HIV-positive people who were convicted in Tennessee of prostitution under an old aggravated prostitution law will no longer be required to appear on a sex offender list. That under a lawsuit settlement finalized last week. In 2023, LGBT and civil rights advocates filed a federal suit challenging the aggravated statute. This is SRN News. Ed Donahue reports on continuing problems at Delta Airlines following the global technology outage.
The outage began Thursday night into Friday morning, and most airlines have recovered from it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Delta is still canceling or delaying flights. More than 500,000 passengers have been impacted,
including people being on hold for hours and hours trying to get a new flight, people having to sleep on airport floors, even accounts of unaccompanied minors being stranded in airports.
Buttigieg says he has spoken to the airline's CEO.
Delta will live up to their passenger service commitments. Specific commitments that we secured from Delta in 2022.
That includes free rebooking and to provide hotels and meals when there's a lengthy delay. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow was off 57 points, NASDAQ fell 10. More details at srnnews.com.